executive producer and the host of Michigan Matters, an Emmy Award-winning program that covers politics, government. They cover everything in business. She also is a columnist that covers business and politics. Carol, how are you?
Tony, how is it going?
Well, thank you so much. As soon as I got your email, I got all the big wigs in education booked for today's show. Big meeting in Detroit yesterday.
You know, there's been so much talk of reform of Detroit public schools, which has been the problem child for the nation as far as school districts. Even Arne Duncan called it the worst in the country. And the problems of Detroit public schools are not new. They're systemic. They've gone on for decades, and they've been allowed to fester. But there's been so much talk of reform. Various CEOs came in talking reform, new things tried, and the problems continue to get worse. So with what happened yesterday with Governor Rick Snyder basically at the helm, knows the importance of education, as does Roy Roberts, the new emergency financial manager, who he coaxed out of retirement to take on the job of emergency financial manager for DPS. And Arne Duncan even was there via teleconferencing to weigh in on this. But putting forth this new district to take over troubled schools, they're going to start with Detroit public schools, take the worst schools there, put them under this authority, and put more monies into the classroom directly, take the supervisors out of the conversation, make the principals the czars of the schools, and try to make a difference there. And we all hope it works at this stage of the game, because what is currently being done is not working. It's just a simmering problem that just is going in circles and circles. So something has to be done. So I think everybody is interested in hearing more about the specifics of what was announced yesterday. I think some things still need to be worked out, like how does DPS get rid of its $327 million deficit? The union wants to represent the people in this new district, that conversation, and I think there's going to be some other legislation that will have to be put forth in this, but it certainly is ambitious and certainly is much needed, because the problems are not getting any better.
What's the feedback that you've heard?
Well, I think there's a lot of wait and see. I had a conversation with Keith Johnson, head of Detroit Federation Teachers, and he, again, gets back to some of the thing on the deficit. How is this going to make the situation better? They want to be able to represent the people who would be part of this new district, not throwing water on it, just raising questions. And I think within the school board even of Detroit, there's sort of like this reform fatigue, if you will. The fact that there's been so much talk of we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then nothing changes. But I think ultimately Governor Snyder has the best idea of getting it into the classroom, helping students, making it all about making the schools better, because not that they couldn't get worse, we don't want them to get any worse. And it's too important to this region and to the state to have Detroit public schools better. I talked with Jeb Bush last week, who was on the show, and I wrote about him in my column, who talks about it's not just a philanthropic, let's help the kids. It helps the economy. It helps the community. It helps businesses who have better trained workers. And it makes the state a stronger place to bring business.
Carol Kane, you can read her columns. Just Google Carol Kane or go to WWJ TV in Detroit, and you can look up Michigan Matters. Carol, as always, thanks so much. I appreciate you.
You take care, my friend.